much appreciated. Today we want to talk about step constants in superlative inequalities. Step constants in superlative inequalities this constants in superlative inequalities are an important part in harmonic analysis due to their powerful role in dealing with many problems arising in such as partial differential equations, and there are many problems in partial differential equations that have been solved by this, by using this technique. So let us begin with some notations. So here for each n k belongs to capital N such that n greater than k and d here greater than 1 less than n over k, and here let m be a Riemannian and manifold, or m equals Rn. So let W K P equal the set of all function f belongs to C infinity with compact support with respect to this norm. Equals summation also we can define in the same of using the same way to define this one contains the set of all C infinity function with compact support and the same norm. Also let's define this norm. The set of all functions belongs to C with respect to another norm. Which is equal to the power p 1 over p, such that here gamma k equals d j of f, such that when k equal 1 and it's equal the divergence with respect to the metric g of dk minus 1 of f, such that here k greater than or equal to. Actually we want to focus to this one as the first begin with this. Let's start with this theorem. This is related to Hippy. Actually, he proved the following. If M is denoted as before, Riemannian unmanifold, or M equal the Euclidean space Rn. Then for each P greater than 1, less than N over K, he proved that, and here M is integer such that it satisfies this equality. He proved that this inclusion, which one? Q.
And the chief
before
that was
the metric, the Riemannian. Yeah. Okay. He proved here. So let us take a special case when M, take M here equal 0, then WKTM here is continuous. This inclusion is continuous. The subset of LQ, and we can compute here Q, which is equal NP over N minus KT, which is equal, we denoted it by P star. Let us denote script p to the power p equal the nth of a such that there exists p belongs to R. Such that here, suppose that from this one f p star is less than or equal a norm of gamma k g f p plus p f p to the power p, and this is this by I p p. We denote that script p equal the nth such that IP to the power P is it true, and script P to the power P equal the nth of P such that there exists A belongs to R such that IP to the power P is true. So here the main goal to find the best constant here. Actually script p to the power p is the best constant. Take
how do you know that the finite p exists such that I p to the power p is true?
It's satisfied. If this is satisfied. If it exists, then denote this. How we denote what?
The existence of P. Well, but I think
here take k equal 1, then this inequality will be fp m to the power p star less than or equal a to the power d gf p to the power p plus p f p to the power p. So we want to find the best constant here on script a. Actually, we will take some cases. The first case, if the M is smooth, compact, Riemannian, manifold with boundary, then here the best constant A p to the power 1 equal 1 2 to the power 1 over n k star, such that k star equal p minus 1 over n minus p, n minus p, n p minus 1 to the power 1 over p, comma, n 1 plus gamma n over p gamma n over p gamma n plus 1 minus n over p the power 1 over n. Okay.
No geometric property of the manifold under
Yeah, G is the metric on the...
No, but in the constant. I don't see what...
It doesn't depend on G. And also, if m equal Rn, I will discuss this result when m equal Rn. So, if a best constant Pp1 equal the volume of G here to the power minus n. This results for k equal 1. What's about if k equal 2? Actually, IPP will be here of D of F. So we want to find the best constant. Actually, Bakri proved that the best constant of script p to the power p equal the volume of power minus 2p over n. And also here, the best constant a to the power p to the power p equals l to the power p. This is for the other one, such that here L equal if F belongs to E to P Rn minus 0 P Rn over F P star. So the result, just the author just proved the best constant for the two cases, k equal 1 and for k equal 2. Now what about k greater than or equal 2? Actually, we proved the following. first theorem. If M is Riemannian manifold for each F belongs to W, K, P, M, then the disk constant of PP equal volume G of M to the power minus PK over N. Actually, in proving of this theorem, we used the Minkowski inequality and we used the reflexivity of this space and we get the answer directly. About the second constant, for each P greater than 1, less than N over K, and M is Riemannian manifold. And here, as we mentioned before, that N over K must be greater than 1. It means that N must be greater than K. Okay? We proved that the same answer, that the best constant of P to the power P equal the nth F belongs to E K P Rn gamma K G K of F P to the power P over F to the power P star. Oops. 1 over this one. We prove that the best constant is given by AP to the power P, where AP here is given by this equality. Actually, the set of all C 0 infinity Rn, such that there is, with respect to this norm, divergent of the derivative. Actually, we used two lemmas to prove this theorem. We proved the following. Lemma one. For the same conditions, and if F P star P less than or equal A to the power gamma J K F P to the power P plus P F P to the power P, we prove that A must be greater than or equal script K to the power. Where K here is the same. This is the first result we obtain. Actually, to prove this lemma, just we use the contradiction and we construct a function F which belongs to this space and we obtain a contradiction with the definition of K. Also, there is another lemma. We prove that for each epsilon greater than epsilon, for each epsilon greater than zero, this equality is true. So to prove this one, we use the partition of unity and the compactness of M, we can directly prove that this equality is true. Actually, there is some open problems still here. We prove that the best constant here is k to the power p. We prove that this is true and for some p here. And we proved the best constant here, and there is some constant here. Now, if we fix this, the best constant, kp to the power p, what's the best constant here? And
proof, as I understood it, doesn't prove that there is a finite p. If you put,
pardon? We can put this here. No, I proved this one.
Well, that's one, yes, but that's one equals zero.
No, epsilon must be greater than zero.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, we agree.
Yeah. So, here, if we take this constant is the best one, kp to the power p plus epsilon, what's the best constant will be here? And also, the opposite of this thing. If we take the best constant here, script p to the power p, what's the best constant here? Actually, this is the whole thing that I want to talk about.